MP4 recording length 14 minutes and 44 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 4 globular cluster M4, NGC 6121, class IX, in Scorpius M4.jpg, right ascension 16.23.6, H:M, declination 26.32, Deg:M, distance 7.2, Cli, visual brightness 5.6, Mag, apparent dimension 36.0, Arcmin, discovered by Philippe Lois de Chasseau in 1746, Messier 4, Million 4, NGC 6121, as one of the nearest globular clusters in the sky at an estimated distance of about 7,200 light-years, situated prominently about 1.3 degrees west of Antares, in constellation Scorpius, and being as bright as Mag 5.6 visually, it can be detected by the naked eye under very dark skies, and is prominent with the slightest optical aid. Globular cluster M4 was discovered by de Chasseau in 1745-46 and listed by him as number 19, and included in Lacaille's catalogue as Lacaille I.9. Charles Messier catalogued it on May 8, 1764 and was the first to resolve it into a cluster of very small faint stars. This is the only globular cluster he could resolve with his moderate instruments, and thus the first globular cluster ever to be resolved. Only about 20 years later, William Herschel was able to resolve all Messier globulars with his large telescopes. According to newer results, here adopted from W.E. Harris database, the distance of M4 is perhaps only about 7,200 light-years, which until recently, has perhaps been the smallest for a globular. The only serious competitor was NGC 6397 in the southern constellation Ara, yet that one seems to be very slightly more remote now, 7,500 light-years. This changed only with the recent, 2007, discovery of faint globular cluster FSR 1767, or 2-mass GC04, which is estimated at only 4,900 light-years, as a remarkable detail. M4 displays a central bar structure, well visible in our photo, roughly from slightly below left to slightly above right. This bar of 11th mag stars is about 2.5 long in position angle 12 deg and was first noted by William Herschel in 1783. It may be that this structure caused Harlow Shapley to consider it to be elongated slightly elliptically, 0.9, in position angle 115 deg, a notion which cannot be confirmed in modern observations or photographs. M4 would be one of the most splendid globulars in the sky if it were not obscured by heavy clouds of dark interstellar matter. Interstellar absorption also reddens the color of the light from the cluster, and gives it a slightly orange or brownish appearance on color images. Its angular diameter, seen on deep photographs, is about 36 minutes of arc, more than that of the full moon. This corresponds to a linear diameter of about 75 light years. On typical photos it appears somewhat smaller at about 26, and visually it was estimated at 14 arc minutes. Its tidal radius, determined by the distance where tidal gravitational forces of the Milky Way galaxy would cause member stars to escape, is estimated at 32.49, or about 70 light years. So that this globular gravitationally dominates a spherical volume 140 light-years in diameter. M4 is one of the most open, or loose, globulars, as its classification in concentration class IX indicates. Its compressed central core was measured at 1.66, diameter, or linearly 3.6 light-years. Its half-mass radius is 3.65, or about 8 light-years. So half the cluster's mass is concentrated in an inner spherical volume of 16 light-years diameter. It is receding from us at 70.4 km/sec and contains at least 43 known variables. Its spectral type has been determined as F8. Its color index has been measured at BV equals 1.03. In 1987, the first milliseconde pulsar was discovered in this globular cluster. This pulsar, 182124, is a neutron star rotating, and pulsating, once every 3.0 milliseconds, or over 300 times per second, which is even 10 times faster than the Crab pulsar in M1. A second milliseconde pulsar was found in M28 later in the same year. In August 1995, the Hubble Space Telescope has photographed white dwarf stars in M4, which are among the oldest stars in our Milky Way galaxy. In July 2003, investigations with the Hubble Space Telescope led to the identification of a planet orbiting one of these white dwarfs. They form a triple system with a pulsar called PSRB 162026. This planet, of a mass 2.5 times that of Jupiter, is presumably about as old as the globular cluster M4, a figure currently estimated at about 13 billion years, or almost three times the age of our solar system. M4 can be easily found as it is only 1.3 deg west of Bright Antares, Alpha Scorpii, Mag 1.0, spectral type M1.5i, slightly variable, just south of the line to Sigma Scorpii, Mag 2.9v, Spec B2iii. Around diffuse patch in binoculars, it is a circular glow in small telescope, and even a 4-inch resolves the brightest stars, which are of about Mag 10.8. The bar feature mentioned above is evident, and the resolved stars appear irregularly distributed. Larger telescopes show a halo of stars around the bright central portion of the cluster to a diameter of over 16 arc minutes. Nearby, 50, to the N, and even closer to Antares, only 30, NW, fainter globular cluster and GC 6144, Mag 10.4, 3.3, diameter, can be found. To observe it, Antares should be excluded from the field of view so that it cannot shine out that faint globular. Messier 4 observations and descriptions discovered by Philippe Lois de Chasseau in 1746, independently rediscovered by Abbé Lacaille on April 13, 1752. Messier, M4, May 8, 1764 416H09m08s, 242D16, 56. 25D55, 40, cluster of very small faint stars. With an inferior telescope, it appears more like a nebula. This cluster is situated near Antares and on its parallel, observed by M. de Lacaille and reported in his catalog, seen again January 30 and March 22, 1781, Diom 2.5, Membacid for 1771, P437, first Messier catalog. On May 8, 1764, I have discovered a nebula near Antares, and on its parallel, it is a light which has little extension, which is faint, and which is difficult to be seen. When employing a good telescope for viewing it, one can perceive very small stars. Its right ascension has been determined at 242D16, 56, and its declination is 25D55, 40, south. P454, 1764.May.8, Ra, 242.16.56, Dec, 25.55.40.8, Diom, 02.5, cluster of very small stars, near Antares and below its parallel, De Chasseau, DCH number 19, one which is near Antares, which I have found, for this year, at Ra 242D1, 45. And declination 25D23, 30. It is white, round and smaller than the previous ones. I don't know anyone who noted it previously. Lacaille, Lacaille.9, 16:08:33, 25:54:55. It resembles a small nucleus of a faint comet. 1763, observed on April 13, 1752, Bode 31. A nebula like the nucleus of a comet. Caroline Herschel May 5, 1783, observed M4, M9, and M23. William Herschel PT 1814, P248-284, here P270, reprinted in Scientific Papers, Volume 2, P533. Canis Borer is a rich cluster of considerably compressed small stars surrounded by many straggling ones. It contains a ridge of stars running through the middle from south preceding SW, to north following NU. The ridge contains 8 or 10 pretty bright stars. All the stars are red. The curious construction of this cluster is sufficiently accounted for by the bright stars in what is called a ridge. The small stars accumulated about it having somewhat the appearance of the shelving sides of the ridge. The observed red color was probably owing to the low situation of the object. PT1818, P429-470, here P436-437, reprinted in Scientific Papers, Volume 2, P595, the fourth of the Connaissance, 1783, 10 feet telescope, all resolved into stars. I can count a great number of them, while others escape the eye by their minuteness. 1783, small 20 feet telescope, all resolved into stars. 1784, 20 feet telescope, the cluster contains a ridge of stars in the middle, running from south preceding SW, to north following NU, the 10 feet telescope having a power to show stars exceeding that of the eye 28.67 times, gives the profundity of this cluster of the 344th order. Smythe, DLXIX 569. M4, DLXIX 4,000,000 Scorpii, R16H 13 meters 51s, DEC S26 DO7.5 mean epoch of observation, 1837.36 April 1837, a compressed mass of very small stars, in the middle of the creature's body, with outliers and a few small stellar companions in the field, the place is carefully differentiated with anthairs, from which it is only 1.5 degrees distant to the west. This object is elongated vertically, and has the aspect of a large, pale, granulated nebula, running up to a blaze in the center. It was discovered by Messier in the year 1764, and duly reported in the Connaissance des Temps. In 1783, Sir William Herschel resolved this object into stars, engaging it by modification of the method which he applied to fathom the galaxy. He concluded that his 10-foot reflector, having the power to show stars exceeding that of the eye 28.67 times, gave the profundity of this cluster of the 344th order. He describes it as having a ridge of 8 or 10 pretty bright stars, running from the middle to the NF north following NU, a description which I found very correct, under the head of 80 Messier, which see NU DLXIV 564. A slight allusion was made to nebulae considered in their relations to the surrounding spaces, like that singular mass. The group before us is also situated on the western edge of an area which contains no stars, i.e., none of which we can descry, and in such spaces invariably, according to the testimony of Sir William Herschel, are nebulae found. Let us, says Emerito, connect these facts with the observation which has shown that the stars are greatly condensed towards the center of spherical nebulae, and with that which has afforded the proof that these stars sensibly obey a certain power of condensation, or clustering power, and we shall feel disposed to admit with Herschel, that nebulae are sometimes formed by the incessant operation of a great number of ages, at the expense of the scattered stars, étoiles dispersées, which originally occupied the surrounding regions, and the existence of empty, or ravaged spaces, to use the picturesque expression of the great astronomer, will no longer present anything which ought to confound our imagination. John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC 4183. GC 4183 equals M4 equals back 5455, Ra 16H 15 meters 3.6s. NPD 116 D 11 meters 11.1s, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, CL, 8 or 10 L street in line, with 5 street, RR 4 observations by W.N.J. Herschel, cluster, 8 or 10 bright stars in a line, with 5 stars, well resolved, drier, NGC 6121. NGC 6121 equals GC 4183, LAGI.9, M4, RA 16H 15 meters 4s, NPD 116 D 11.2 meters, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, CL, 8 or 10 B street line, with 5 street, RRR, equals M4 cluster, 8 or 10 bright stars in a line, with 5 stars, well resolved, content car as if said's, students for the exploration and development of space, accessed September 21st, 2007, text to mp3 by spokentext.net, quick and dirty complied by john-morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.